Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. We were just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. You care to join us? You never know what'll happen next when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
These are my buildings. He's just letting them burn.
The Lord gives.
Collision course!
Collision?
And takes away.
What's it called?
You really don't know?
It is well with my soul.
Come in.
Mr. Whittaker?
Hi, Lucy.
Here's my story for Kids Radio News.
Oh, thanks. Just set it down there in the basket.
Okay. What's that you're listening to?
Just a tape of the choir at my church.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. We sound all right, if I do say so myself.
We? You're in there?
Can't you hear my hearty baritone?
I didn't know you sang.
Well, I'm sure a lot of our choir members think I can't. But I do my best.
That's pretty. Oh, I've heard this song before. What's it called?
You really don't know?
No.
Well, it's called It Is Well With My Soul by a man named Horatio G. Spafford. It's a very famous hymn.
When peace like a river attendeth my way. How poetic.
There's a remarkable story behind those words.
There is?
Would you believe that they were written during a time of almost unbelievable tragedy?
Really? But it sounds like such a hopeful song.
Well, Spafford was an exceptional man. He'd built a successful law practice in Chicago in the years just after the Civil War. He had 5 children, 4 girls and a boy.
Since he wrote such a great hymn, I take it he was a Christian.
Oh, yes. He was deeply spiritual and studied the Bible every day. He was also good friends with some of the most influential Christian leaders of his day, men like D.L. Moody and Philip Bliss.
Moody? I've heard that name before. He was a preacher, wasn't he?
That's right. Dwight L. Moody was one of the greatest preachers of his day. He spread the word of God throughout the United States and Great Britain in huge revival meetings. It was said that when he spoke, thousands of people accepted the Lord.
What about Philip Bliss?
He was also an evangelist who wrote some of the most familiar and well-loved hymns of all time.
And both of them were close friends of Mr. Spafford?
Very close. And they helped him over the years. Years that were filled with tragedy.
Dr. Rawlings.
How is her son?
Well, he's very sick, Mrs. Spafford.
Well, it's just a severe cold, isn't it?
I'm afraid it's much more than that. He's developed pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
Now, I'm sure everything's going to be all right, Mother. No need for alarm, right, Doctor?
No, of course not.
Mother, why don't you go downstairs and see who that is?
Horatio, I don't think
Go on now, go on. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes, Horatio.
That was very wise, Mr. Spafford.
My wife is not a strong woman, Doctor. How bad is it?
Bad. The infection has gone too far. I don't think he'll survive the night.
Oh, dear Lord.
I apologize for being so blunt, but I thought you'd want to know the truth.
Is he in pain?
No. I have given him some medicine and left instructions with the nurse on how to make him comfortable. All we can do now is wait.
He's just a little boy.
I'm sorry, Mr. Spafford. I'll look in on you later.
Doctor.
Mr. Bliss. Stay with him.
Horatio? I came as soon as I could.
He's dying, Philip.
Oh, no. No, no. Is there no chance? No hope?
None. My son is dying, and I can do nothing but watch it happen.
And pray. You can pray, Horatio. We can pray.
Yes. Yes. Help me to pray, Philip. Help me to pray.
God of our fathers, I come before you now.
They stayed with the boy all night and prayed that God would spare him and return him to health.
What happened?
Well, sometimes God says no.
You mean he died?
Yes.
How sad.
Yes, it was, and it was also only the beginning.
What else happened to Horatio Spafford?
Well, as I said, he had built a very successful law practice, medical jurisprudence.
That means he was a lawyer for doctors, right?
That's right. And it was work that made him very wealthy. He had invested his money in property all along Lake Michigan.
Everything from here to the pier and then the six buildings beyond.
Well, this is a very heavy investment, Horatio. What do you plan to do with all of it?
I want to convert part of it to housing, and I've set aside the property next to the church for Moody's new YMCA center.
Ah, I thought our preacher friend had something to do with this.
He doesn't know.
Really?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
When are you going to tell him?
When he returns from Britain. It should give me time to clear up the building code problems.
Building codes? I didn't know we had any.
It's something new. The city wants to make certain his structures are safe.
Well, that's understandable.
Yes, except that the city can't decide on what codes it wants. Mm. And until it does, I can't begin any renovation or construction. I tell you, Philip, dealing with bureaucracy is no picnic.
Yes, it must be very difficult to have all that money.
All right, all right. You've made your point. Mm. And I am grateful to God for his blessings.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I was beginning to think that money was the worst curse ever to befall mankind.
Who's to say it isn't?
You've got a point there.
Of course, the Lord gives and takes away.
Of course.
Ah, sometimes the memory of my son washes over me like a flood.
You must give yourself more time, Horatio. It's only been 4 months.
Yes, but it is very difficult. One good thing from this is that I'm much more thankful for my daughters.
How is your wife?
Holding up much better than I. She's shown remarkable strength. Much more than I thought she had. I owe you a great debt for all your help during these months, Philip.
No, Horatio. No debt. You'd have done the same for me. It's part of who we are as children of God.
Sometimes God seems very far away.
Then perhaps what you need is to busy yourself with the work of the Lord. Get closer to Him.
How?
By getting away.
Away? You're speaking in riddles, Philip.
You know that Moody is in Great Britain on a grand evangelical campaign. I'm sure he would love to have you and your family join him.
Oh, well, that does sound wonderful.
But?
But I really can't go, not at this time.
Why?
These buildings, business matters detain me.
Business?
I know, that isn't the best of reasons, but it is unavoidable.
Well, at least think about it. It will do you good.
Of that, I have no doubt. Come, let's get something to eat.
Don't tell me. Something happened to the property, didn't it?
Have you ever heard the tale of Mrs. O'Leary's cow who kicked over the lantern in the barn and started the Great Chicago Fire?
Yeah, I remember that story, but I thought it was just a legend.
Well, whether the story is true or not, there was a huge fire along the shoreline of Lake Michigan around that time. And Horatio Spafford's property was right in the middle of it.
Bring that wagon out here and keep that pump going.
Another building is started up across the street, Chief.
We don't have any more wagons. Get a bucket brigade started.
Sir, I'm Horatio Spafford.
Well, you're going to have to stand clear, Mr. Spafford.
But these are my buildings. He's just letting them burn.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Spafford, but there's nothing I can do about it. We don't have enough men or equipment to put them out. Excuse me. Keep that water coming. Come on, you men, move.
Dear God, no. No. Gone, Philip. It's all gone, completely wiped out.
The church is badly damaged too, Horatio. I'm so sorry, my friend.
Well, I no longer have business concerns to keep me here. Contact Moody for me, Philip. Tell him my family and I will join him in England.
Girls! Tanetta! Maggie?
Yes, Mother?
I thought I told you older girls to put Annie and Bessie to bed more than an hour ago. Didn't I?
Yes, ma'am.
Then why are they still up?
You know how hard it is to keep track of them, Mother.
Well, I know two girls who are going to be in a lot of trouble if they don't do as they're told. Now, I want you to put Annie and Bessie back to bed and then bring me down your things. We're leaving in the morning. We don't have time for foolishness.
Yes, Mother.
Trouble? What's all the yelling about?
I think our girls are suffering from a case of pre-trip jitters, excitement, and forgetfulness.
Just the girls, eh?
Yes, why?
Well, dear, I know we wanted to rest and recreate on this trip, but considering that it'll be nearly winter when we arrive, don't you think it'll be a bit cold for bathing suits?
Oh, give me those. I didn't pack them. They were already in there. I use this trunk for storage, too, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Horatio, it is so good to see you smile again.
And you, my love. We've had our share of tragedy. It is time that joy returned to this house.
Here are Annie and Bessie's clothes, Mother.
Oh, just put them over there on the trunk. Are the little ones in bed?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now, where are yours and Maggie's things?
Right here.
Oh, goodness, let me take some of that.
Thank you for leaving me all the heavy stuff, Tanetta. I thought you could use the exercise.
Well, why don't you get a little exercise and help your mother pack these trunks?
Yes, Father.
Ha ha.
Both of you?
Yes, Father.
Mother, how long will we be on the ship?
6 days.
That's a long time. Will we have things to do?
Plenty of things.
What about in England? Will there be things to do there, too?
Oh, yes, especially in London. Oh, it's a grand place. There are so many things to see. Buckingham Palace, Parliament, the Tower of London. Oh, no, my dear. You won't be bored in England.
Now, who could that be?
I'll get it.
I'll get it. You both continue with what you're doing.
Mr. Horatio G. Spafford?
Yes?
My name is Kramer, and I work for the Chicago Zoning Commission.
Yes, Mr. Kramer, how can I help you?
I'm afraid there's a problem with your property along Lake Michigan.
Horatio?
Oh, this is my wife. Darling, this is Mr. Kramer from the Chicago Zoning Commission.
Mr. Kramer.
Mrs. Spafford, we were just discussing your husband's buildings by the waterfront.
I no longer have any buildings down by the waterfront, Mr. Kramer. The fire destroyed them all.
Yeah, I know, sir. That's the problem.
I don't understand.
The city is having some difficulties with the cleanup of the Lake Michigan property. As you know, the shoreline is in a rather confused condition, to say the least. There's some discrepancies about who owned what.
But I've already filed one set of papers with the commission explaining the extent of my holdings.
I know that, sir, but now they need to see proof of ownership. Deeds, titles, blueprints, if any.
Oh, very well. I'll pull everything I have together tonight.
We're not in that big of a rush, Mr. Spafford. Just bring them with you the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow?
Well, that's when the meeting is set.
Oh, then it will be quite impossible for me to attend. We're leaving for Europe in the morning.
That, of course, is your choice, Mr. Spafford. But the commission cannot guarantee that you will retain ownership of your property if you are not at the meeting.
So I attend or lose everything?
As I said, that is your choice. Good day, Mr. Spafford. Mrs. Spafford.
What are you going to do, Horatio?
I suppose I shall have to attend.
I understand. I'll tell the girls to stop packing.
Why?
Because we're canceling our trip.
We're doing no such thing.
But Horatio...
I want you and the girls to go on ahead. I'll follow in a few days.
Are you sure?
Of course. Now, come on. We still have a great deal of packing to do.
And here is our bridge.
Is this where you steer the boat?
Among other things, yes. Feel free to have a look around, but don't touch anything unless you ask permission first.
Ooh, look
Look at that.
Thank you so much, Captain, for showing my daughters and me around your beautiful ship.
Oh, think nothing of it, Mrs. Spafford. I know how youngsters can get a bit stir-crazy after 3 or 4 days at sea.
Mother, look at the pretty bell.
Ah, I see you've discovered our ship's bell. It announces the time, which reminds me it's nearly 5 o'clock. Would you all like to ring in the new hour?
Could we, Mother,
yeah,
please?
Are you sure it's all right, Captain?
Certainly. There are 5 of you, so it works out perfectly. Now, all of you line up behind your mother.
Clear. Over here, girls.
Good, good. Okay, Mrs. Spafford, here's the hammer. When I give you the signal, strike the bell good and hard, then pass the hammer on to the next one in line. And each of you do the same. Got it?
Yes, oh,
I think I've got that.
All right. Now.
Oh, here, Antoinette, you go next.
Maggie, take it.
Bessie, come up here. Hard. Strike it hard. Good. Annie?
Oh, that's good.
That was wonderful. You all handled that like true sailors.
Captain!
Pardon me, folks. Yes, what is it?
Fog rolling in, sir. East by northeast.
Fog? That's odd. Keep a careful watch.
Aye, sir.
Is there a problem, Captain?
Oh, no, ma'am. We're just headed into a little foul weather, that's all. And nothing to worry about as long as we have Myrtle.
Myrtle? Who's Myrtle?
That's Myrtle. Our foghorn. Gotten me through many a close scrape she has. Why, I remember one time off the Gulf of Mexico.
Captain!
Pardon me again. What is it, Montgomery?
Something in the fog, sir. 10 degrees off the port bow.
I don't see anything.
It was a flash of light. Like the sun shining off a piece of metal.
Perhaps we should go back to our cabin, Captain.
Mother.
I think that's a good idea, Mrs. Spafford, just till we can get clear of this.
Collision course! Collision course!
Collision? Where? There's another ship! Evasive action!
Horatio, the neighbor said you'd received the telegram. I came as soon as I... Horatio?
12 minutes, Philip. The ship went down in 12 minutes.
Yes, the newspapers reported that. But they also said that most of the passengers got off safely.
Safely? Here, read it.
Dear God. Saved alone. Your wife.
My precious daughters.
Oh, Horatio.
Four of the Spafford girls were lost?
Yes.
What did Mr. Spafford do?
He sailed on the next available ship to join his wife in Great Britain. And it was during that voyage that he received the inspiration for his greatest work and testimony.
Mr. Spafford? Mr. Spafford?
Yes, Stuart?
You asked me to inform you when we were near the site where the Ville de Havre went down.
Thank you, Stuart.
Yes, sir. Of course, it's nearly impossible to know the exact spot because of the shifting currents, but this is it, as near as we can tell.
Thank you.
Spafford went up to the deck of the ship to see the spot where his daughters had drowned and to talk with God.
It's so peaceful now, Lord, like a gentle river. Even when the sea billows roll, they won't reveal the sorrow in them. Oh, dear God. My heart is so heavy. I don't think I can bear this, Lord. My children, my precious children.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You know, Lord. You know what I feel. You lost your child too. And because of that, I will see my children again. My sins are nailed to the cross. I bear them no more. Oh, my Jesus, come soon. Come soon. Or if it not be soon, then give me strength to bear the pain. Help me to be content with your will. Teach me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul.
He faced so much tragedy and can still write such words of hope and faith.
Well, as I said, he was an incredible man.
What happened after that?
Well, Horatio cabled the words back to Philip Bliss. By the time Spafford and his wife returned home, Philip had composed a tune to the poem. The result is one of the best-loved hymns of all time, a hymn that has inspired and helped countless others in times of trial and distress to be able to say, "It is well with my soul."
Our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Psalm 46, verse 1. Horatio G. Spafford understood this verse very well, and because of it and his incredible faith in the hope of Jesus Christ, he could withstand these tragedies. If you're ever feeling down or depressed, read this psalm and listen to the song in today's adventure. They'll help you say, "It is well." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. It Is Well was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.